3:2-8:4, verses 21-23. And Isaac entreated Yahuwah for his woman, because she was barren. And Yahuwah was entreated of him, and Rebekah his woman conceived. And the sons struggled together within her, and she said, If so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two peoples shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall prevail over the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And Isaac entreated Yahuwah, signifies the communication of the divine which was the Son with the divine which was the Father, for his woman, because she was barren, signifies that the divine natural was not yet. And Yahuwah was entreated of him, signifies the effect. And Rebekah his woman conceived, signifies that it was from the divine truth as a mother. And the sons struggled together within her, signifies combat as to which. And she said, If so, why am I thus? Signifies straightness. And she went to inquire of Yahuwah, signifies a state of communication. And Yahuwah said unto her, signifies perception from the divine. Two nations are in thy womb, signifies the natural as to interior and exterior good, that there is conception. And two peoples shall be separated from thy bowels, signifies that truth is thence derived. And the one people shall prevail over the other people, signifies that at first truth will be superior to the good of truth. And the elder shall serve the younger, signifies that for a time the good of truth will be inferior. 3:2-8:5. And Isaac entreated Yahuwah, that this signifies the communication of the divine which is the Son with the divine which is the Father, is evident from the signification of entreating as being to communicate, for entreaty or prayer is nothing but communication, and from the representation of Isaac as being the divine rational. The divine which is the Son is Isaac, that is, the rational when truth is conjoined with it, but the divine which is the Father here is Yahuwah. This communication was in the Lord, for the Father was in the Son, and the Son in the Father. John 14, verses 10 and 11. 3:2-8:6. For his woman, because she was barren. That this signifies that the divine natural was not yet, is evident from the signification of a woman as being divine truth conjoined with the good of the rational, which truth was in the preceding chapter shown to be represented by Rebekah, and from the signification of barren as being that the divine natural was not yet. For the case herein is this. The divine natural had its origin from the divine good of the rational as a father, and from the divine truth therein as a mother. And when the divine natural is not yet, then the truth of the rational is said to be barren, here a barren woman. As regards man, the case is that when he is being regenerated, good is insinuated by the Lord into his rational, that is, good will to the neighbor, to which will or good is a joined truth from the natural man. But when this has been done, the natural is not yet regenerate, as may be known from the fact that the internal or rational man often fights with the external or natural man. And so long as there is combat, the natural is not regenerate. And when this is not regenerate, the rational is barren as to truth. Such is the case in general, and in like manner in every particular, in which the rational dissents from the natural. The rational as to the true is said to be barren. The work of regeneration is chiefly concerned in bringing about the correspondence of the natural man to the rational man, not only in general, but also in particular. and the natural man is reduced to correspondence by the Lord through the rational, in that good is insinuated into the rational, and in this good, as in ground, truths are implanted. And then by means of rational truths, the natural is reduced to obedience. And when it obeys, then it corresponds. And in so far as it corresponds, so far is the man regenerate. 3287. And Yahuwah was entreated of him. That this signifies the effect is evident without explication, because when Yahuwah has been entreated, the prayer then comes to pass or is effected. 3288. And Rebekah his woman conceived. That this signifies from divine truth as from a mother is evident from the representation of Rebekah as being the divine truth of the rational, treated of in the preceding chapter, and from the signification of conceiving as being the first beginning of the divine natural as from a mother. For, as just said, the divine natural had its origin from the divine good of the rational as a father, and from the divine truth of the rational as a mother. That this is the case is known to scarcely anyone, and this ignorance is the greater because few are aware that the rational is distinct from the natural. For only those know this who are truly rational, and they alone are truly rational who have been regenerated by the Lord. Whereas they who have not been regenerated do not comprehend this, for to them the rational is the same as the natural. 3289. And the sons struggled together within her. That this signifies combat as to which is evident from the signification of struggling as being combat, and from the signification here of sons as being the natural as to good and as to truth. For that Esau and Jacob, who were the sons, represent the Lord's divine natural, Esau the divine natural as to good, and Jacob as to truth, will become evident from what follows. This struggling or combat is treated of in this chapter, being concerning the priority, as to whether good or truth is prior, or what is the same, whether charity which is of good, or truth which is of faith, is prior. From the earliest times there has been much contention in the spiritual church concerning this question, and because this priority is treated of in what follows, it is said that the Son struggled within her, and by this is signified combat as to which. 3290. And she said, if so, why am I thus? That this signifies straightness is evident from the sense of these words, in that they are words of straightness, and indeed straightness on account of the struggle, that is, the combat between the brothers. If so, signifies if they combated about this matter. Why thus, signifies that there ought not to be combat on this account. I, or why am I, signifies that if they combated about this matter, they would not receive influx from rational truth, and thereby would come straightness. 3291. And she went to inquire of Yahuwah. That this signifies a state of communication is evident from the signification of inquiring as being when said of the Lord a communication. For it was Yahuwah in himself who was inquired of. In the historical sense, however, this communication is expressed by praying, number 3285, and the state of communication by inquiring. 3292. And Yahuwah said unto her, that this signifies perception from the divine is thence evident, and also from the signification of saying as being to perceive. Number 1791, 1815, 1819, 1822, 1898, 1919, 2080, 2506, 2515, 2552. Thus Yahuwah saying signifies to perceive from the divine. 3293. Two nations are in thy womb. That this signifies the natural as to interior and exterior good, that there is conception, is evident from the signification of nations as being goods, especially the goods of the church. See number 1159, 1258, 1260, 1416, 1849. And that here the goods which are in the natural are signified, is evident from the fact that Esau and Jacob, who were then in the womb, represent the Lord's divine natural, as will become very evident from what follows, where they are treated of. The natural, like the rational, consists of good and truth. The good in the natural is all that which is of natural affection and is called delight, but the truth is all that which is of knowledge, scientia, and is called the scientific. These two must be in the natural for there to be any natural. By itself, the scientific abstractedly from any delight which is of affection is not anything. For the natural has its life from the delight within it, and from this derives its ability to know anything. Whereas delight, which is the good of the natural, is something without the scientific, but only such a vitality as infants have. In order, therefore, for the natural to be human, it must consist of both, the one being perfected by the other, but it has its real life from good. As regards this good which is here treated of, it is twofold, interior and exterior. The interior good communicates with the interior man, that is, with the rational, while the exterior good communicates with the external man, that is, with the things of the body, and makes the life in the external senses and also in the actions. Without this twofold communication, man cannot live either as to the reason or as to the body. It is the interior communication which abides with man after death and then makes his natural life. For a spirit also has natural life, inasmuch as his spiritual life is terminated in the natural as in an ultimate plane. For immediately after death, a man is not able to think spiritually, except from the things that belong to his natural. The exterior communication, however, is that which a man has while he lives in the body, but this ceases by the death of the body. All this shows what is signified by two nations in the womb, namely, the natural as to interior and exterior good. In the womb, in the internal sense, signifies conception. Therefore, it is here said that there is conception. 3294. And two peoples shall be separated from thy bowels. That this signifies that truth is thence derived is evident from the signification of people as being truth, see number 1259, 1260, and from the signification of being separated from the bowels as being to originate thence. In the word where birth is treated of, when it is from the mother, it is expressed as coming forth from the womb or belly, but when from the father, as being separated from the bowels. For the womb and the loins are predicated of the things of love, that is, of good. But when the expression separated from the bowels is used, the origin of truth is signified. Therefore here, when good is treated of, it is said that two nations are from thy womb, and when truth is treated of, that two peoples shall be separated from thy bowels, whereby is signified, in the internal sense, the origin of truth from good. Two peoples are spoken of because as good is interior and exterior, number 3293, so also is truth. Interior truth in the natural is that which is conjoined with the interior good of the natural, but exterior truth is that which is conjoined with the exterior good of the natural. The interior truth is called natural truth, but the exterior truth is called sensuous. But how the case is with these kinds of truths will of the Lord's divine mercy appear from what follows, where Jacob is treated of. For by Jacob is represented this truth as to both kinds. 3295. And the one people shall prevail over the other people. That this signifies that at first truth shall be superior to the good of truth is evident from the signification of people as being truth. See just above, number 3294. And from the signification of prevailing over as being superior. The people referred to in the first place signifies truth, but the people referred to in the second place, the good of truth. The good of truth being that good which comes forth from truth, and which in its first coming forth is truth, but is called good because it appears as good. Hence it is that by people is also signified this good, which in its first coming forth is called the good of truth. In order to have some idea of this good, we must know that before a man has been regenerated, he does good from truth, but after he has been regenerated, he does good from good. Or more clearly, before a man has been regenerated, he does good from the understanding, but after he has been regenerated, from the will. The good, therefore, that is from the understanding is not in itself good, but truth, whereas the good which is from the will is good. For example, one who does not honor his parents, but from the commandment of the Decalogue learns to honor them, when first he honors them, does it from the commandment. And as this honor is from the commandment, it is not in itself good, because it is not from love, but is either from obedience to the law or from fear of the law. Nevertheless, it is called the good of truth, but in its first coming forth, it is truth. For at that time the man does not do good, but truth. Whereas when the man honors his parents from love, then it is good. The same is true in all other cases. 3296. And the elder shall serve the younger. That this signifies that for a time the good of truth should be inferior is evident from the signification of the elder as being good, from the signification of serving as being inferior, and from the signification of the younger as being truth. How the case herein is may be seen from what follows, where it is described under the representation of Esau and Jacob. For as before said, by Esau is represented good, and by Jacob truth. That there was a struggling or combat concerning priority and dominion is described in the internal sense by Jacob's taking away from Esau the birthright and also his blessing. Yet that this was done only for a time is manifest from Isaac's prophecy concerning Esau. And upon thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Genesis 27, verse 40. That these things have an internal sense, and that what they signify cannot be known without the internal sense, namely, what is signified by two nations being in the womb, and by two peoples being separated from the bowels, and by one people prevailing over the other, and the elder serving the younger, is evident. And that they signify what has been said is evident from what follows, where much will be said on this subject. Moreover, it can with difficulty be believed that these expressions involve such things, unless it is known how the case is with good and truth, and concerning the birth of the one from the other, and the change of state in man when he is being regenerated. In the internal sense, indeed, the Lord is treated of, and hear how he made his natural divine. Nevertheless, in the representative sense, the regeneration of man is also treated of, for man's regeneration is an image of the Lord's glorification. Number 3043, 3138, 3212. That is, in regeneration as in a certain image, it appears how the Lord glorified his human, or what is the same, made it divine. For as the Lord altogether changed his human state into the divine, so also in man, when he regenerates him, the Lord utterly changes the man's state, for he makes his old man new. 3297, verses 24 to 26. And her days were fulfilled to bring forth, and behold, twins were in her womb. And the first came forth red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came forth his brother, and his hand laid hold on Esau's heel, and he called his name Jacob. And Isaac was a son of 60 years when she bare them. And her days were fulfilled to bring forth, signifies the first state of the effect. And behold, twins were in her womb, signifies that both were conceived together. And the first came forth red all over like a hairy garment, signifies the natural good of the life of truth. And they called his name Esau, signifies its quality. And after that came forth his brother, signifies truth. And his hand laid hold on Esau's heel, signifies the lowest of the good of the natural, to which it adhered with some power. And he called his name Jacob, signifies the doctrine of truth of the natural. And Isaac was a son of 60 years when she bare them, signifies the state of the divine rational at that time. 3298. And her days were fulfilled to bring forth. That this signifies the first state of the effect is evident from the signification of days as being states. Number 23, 487, 488, 493, 893, 2788. That these were fulfilled to bring forth signifies the first state of the effect. For in the spiritual sense, to bring forth has respect to good and truth, and in this sense means to come into existence. Number 2621, 2629. With good and truth, the case is the same as with offspring, in that they are conceived, are in the womb, are born, and afterwards grow to maturity. After conception, the efficient, that is, the conceived seed, begins to produce the effect which takes place in the womb. When these states have been fulfilled and the time for bringing forth is near, then the effect commences and is called the first of the effect. For then the offspring begins to act as of itself, and to exert itself to attain that very state which is called the state of the effect. 3299. And behold, twins were in her womb. That this signifies that both were conceived together is evident from the signification of twins as being both, namely good, which is represented by Esau, and truth, which is represented by Jacob, and from the signification of in the womb as being conception, see above number 3293. As to both the good and the truth of the natural being conceived together, the case is this. Whatever is born derives its being from a father and its manifestation from a mother. It must have both in order to become something. The natural as to good is conceived from the good of the rational as a father, and as to truth is conceived from the truth of the rational as a mother. Number 3286, 3288. It is good which gives life, but through truth. Both these are called soul, but still good is principally the soul, while truth clothes it as with a kind of tender vessel or body, so that the good is in the truth. This is what is signified by twins being in her womb. 3300. And the first came forth red all over like a hairy garment. That this signifies the natural good of the life of truth is evident from the signification of coming forth as being to be born, from the signification of red as being the good of life, as will be shown presently, and from the signification of a hairy garment as being the truth of the natural, which also will be shown presently. This being the first signifies that as to essence, good is prior, as before said, number 3299, and it is said like a hairy garment, in order to signify that good is clothed with truth, as with a tender vessel or body, as also before said, number 3299. In the internal sense of the word, a garment, tunica, signifies merely that which invests something else, wherefore also truths are compared to garments, number 1073-2576. That red or ruddy signifies the good of life is because all good is of love, and love itself is celestial and spiritual fire, and is also compared to fire, and likewise is called fire, number 933-936. So also is love compared to blood, and is called blood, number 1001. And because they are both red, the good which is of love is signified by red or ruddy, as may also be seen from the following passages in the word. In the prophecy of Jacob, then Israel, he shall wash his raiment in wine, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes are redder than wine, and his teeth are whiter than milk. Genesis 49, verses 11 and 12, where Judah is treated of, by whom is there signified the Lord, as must be evident to everyone. Raiment and vesture in this passage signify the Lord's divine natural. Wine and the blood of grapes signify the divine good and divine truth of the natural. Of the former it is said that his eyes are redder than wine, of the latter that his teeth are whiter than milk. It is the conjunction of good and truth in the natural which is thus described. In Isaiah, who is this that cometh from Edom? Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? 63, verses 1 and 2. Here Edom denotes the divine good of the Lord's divine natural, as will appear from what follows. Red in thine apparel denotes the good of truth. Garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat, the truth of good. In Jeremiah, her Nazarites were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk, they were more ruddy in bone than rubies, their polishing was of sapphire. Lamentations 4, verse 7. By the Nazarites was represented the Lord as to the divine human, especially as to the divine natural. Thus the good therein, by their being more ruddy in bone than rubies. As red signified good, especially the good of the natural, therefore in the Jewish church, in which each and all things were representative of the Lord, and thence of his kingdom, consequently of good and truth, because the Lord's kingdom is from these, it was commanded that the covering of the tent should be of the skins of red rams. Exodus 25, verse 5, 26, verse 14, 35, verses 7 and 23, 36, verse 19. And also that the water of expiation should be made of the ashes of a red heifer burned. Numbers 19, verses 2 and 9. Unless the color red had signified something celestial in the Lord's kingdom, it would never have been commanded that the rams should be red and the heifer red. That holy things were thereby represented, everyone acknowledges who holds the word to be holy. Inasmuch as the color red had such a signification, the coverings of the tent were interwoven and coupled together with threads of scarlet, crimson, and blue. Exodus 35, verse 6. As almost all things have also an opposite sense, as has been frequently stated, red in like manner then signifies the evil which is of the love of self. And this because the cupidities of the love of self are compared to fire and are called fire. Number 934, 1297, 1527, 1528, 1861, 2446. And in like manner they are compared to blood and are called blood. 374, 954, 1005. Hence, in the opposite sense, red has this signification, as in Isaiah. Yahuwah said, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." 1 verse 18. In Nahum, "The shield of the mighty men of Belial is made red. The valiant men are made crimson. In the fire of torches are the chariots in the day." 2 verse 3. In John, "And there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads 7 diadems." Revelation 12, verse 3. Again, "And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And another horse came forth that was red, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Afterwards there came forth a black horse, and at last a pale horse, whose name was Death." Revelation 6, verses 2, 4, 5, and 8. 3301. That a hairy garment, tunica, signifies the truth of the natural, is evident from the signification of a garment, tunica, as being that which invests something else. And here, therefore, it signifies truth, because this invests good. For truth is as a vesture, number 1073, 2576. Or what is nearly the same, truth is a vessel receiving good, number 1469, 1496, 1832, 1900, 2063, 2261, 2269. And also from the signification of hairy as being the natural in respect to truth. Hair, or the hair of the head, is frequently mentioned in the word, and there signifies the natural. The reason is that hair is an excrescence in the outermost parts of man, just as is the natural also relatively to his rational and to the interior things thereof. It appears to man, while he lives in the body, that the natural is his all. But this is so far from being true that the natural is rather an excrescence from his internals, as hair is from the things of the body. The two also proceed from the internals in almost the same way. Hence it is that men who in the life of the body have been merely natural, in the other life when presented to view in accordance with that state, appear as if covered with hair over almost the whole face. Moreover, man's natural is represented by the hair of the head. When it is from good, it is represented by becoming and carefully arranged hair, but when not from good, by unbecoming and disheveled hair. It is from this representative that in the word hair signifies the natural, especially as to truth, as in Zechariah. "And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophets shall be ashamed, a man by reason of his vision when he hath prophesied, neither shall they wear a hairy tunic to deceive." 13 verse 4. Prophets denote those who teach truths. Here are those who teach falsities. Number 2534. Vision denotes truths. Here are falsities. A hairy tunic denotes the natural as to truth. And because there was no truth, but rather falsity, it is said to deceive. Prophets were clothed with such raiment in order to represent that truth, because it is external. Therefore also Elijah the Tishbite, from such clothing is called a hairy man. Second book of Kings 1 verse 8. And John, who was the last of the prophets, had raiment of camel's hair. Matthew 3 verse 4. That camels are scientifics in the natural man may be seen above. Number 3048, 3071, 3143, 3145. And also that scientifics are the truths of the natural. Number 3293. That the hair of the head signified the natural as to truth is plainly evident from the Nazarites, to whom it was commanded that during all the days of their Nazariteship no razor should pass upon their head, until the days were fulfilled during which they separated themselves to Yahweh, and then they should let down the locks of their head, and that then they should shave the head of their Nazariteship at the door of the tent of meeting, and should put their hair upon the fire which was under the Eucharistic sacrifice. Numbers 6, verses 5 and 18. The Nazarites represented the Lord as to the divine human, and thence the man of the celestial church, who is a likeness of the Lord. Number 51. And the natural of this man is represented by the hair. And therefore, when the Nazarites were sanctified, they were to put off their old or former natural man into which they were born, and were to put on a new man, which was signified by the command that when the days had been fulfilled during which they were to separate themselves to Yahweh, they were to let down the locks of their head and put them upon the fire under the sacrifice. For the state of the celestial man is such that he is in good, and from good knows all truths, and never thinks and speaks from truths about good, still less does he think and speak about good from scientifics. See number 202, 337, 2715, 2718, 3246. Moreover, celestial men are such that before they put off that state, they are in a natural so strong as to truth that they are able to battle with the hells. For it is truth that fights, and never good, as the hells cannot make even a distant approach to good. That such is the case with truth and good may be seen above, number 1950, 1951. From this it is evident whence Samson had strength from his hair, concerning whom it is said, "The angel of Yahweh appeared to the woman, saying, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb." Judges 13, verses 3 and 5. And afterwards it is related that he told Delilah that if he should be shaven, his strength would depart from him, and he would be rendered weak. And after he had been shaven, his strength departed, and the Philistines seized him. And afterwards, when the hair of his head began to grow again, after he was shaven, his strength returned, so that he pulled down the pillars of the house. Judges 16. Who does not see that in these things there is a celestial arcanum, which no one knows unless he has been instructed concerning representatives, namely, that the Nazarite represents the celestial man, and that so long as he had hair, he represented the natural of this man, which, as before said, is in truth thus powerful and strong. And as at that time all representatives that were commanded by the Lord had such force and effect, this was the source of Samson's strength. But Samson was not a sanctified Nazarite like those described above, namely, as having put on a state of good instead of truth. The effect of his strength by reason of his hair was principally from his representing the Lord, who from the natural man as to truth fought with the hells and subdued them, and this before he put on the divine good and truth, even as to the natural man. From this also it is evident why it was commanded that the high priest, upon whose head was poured the oil of anointing, and whose hand was consecrated to put on the garments, should not shave his head nor rend his clothes. Leviticus 21, verse 10. And similarly, that the priests, the Levites, where the new temple is treated of, were not to shave their heads nor let down their hair. Ezekiel 44, verse 20. Namely, that they might represent the Lord's divine natural as to the truth which is from good, and which is called the truth of good. That hair, or a head of hair, signifies the natural as to truth, is evident also from the prophecies of the word, as in Ezekiel. I set thee as the bud of the field, whence thou didst grow, and didst grow up into beauties of beauties. The breasts have become firm, and thine hair was grown. 16, verse 7. Where Jerusalem is treated of, which here signifies the ancient church, which in process of time had become perverted. The breasts become firm denote natural good, the hair that was grown, natural truth. In Daniel, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was fiery flames. 7, verse 9. And in John, in the midst of the lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about at the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were white as white wool, as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Revelation 1, verses 13 and 14. Hair white like pure wool denotes the divine natural as to truth. In the word and in the rituals of the Jewish church, truth itself was represented by white, which being from good is called pure wool. The reason why the representation of truth is by white and the representation of good by red is that truth is of light and the good is of the fire from which the light proceeds. Like other expressions in the word, hair has also an opposite sense and signifies the natural as to truth perverted, as in Isaiah. In that day shall the Lord shave with a razor that is hired, in the passages of the river with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it shall also consume the beard. 7, verse 20. In Ezekiel, Son of man, take thee a sharp sword, a barber's razor shalt thou take unto thee, and shalt cause it to pass upon thine head and upon thy beard, and take thee balances to weigh, and divide the hairs. A third part shalt thou burn with fire in the midst of the city. Thou shalt take a third part and smite with the sword round about the city, and a third part thou shalt scatter to the wind. And thou shalt take thereof a few in number, and bind them in thy skirts. And of these again thou shalt take, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire. Therefrom shall a fire come forth unto all the house of Israel. 5, verses 1 to 4. In this manner it is representatively described that there is no longer any interior and exterior natural truth, which is signified by the hair and the beard. That concupiscences have destroyed it is signified by its being burned with fire. That reasonings have destroyed it is signified by smiting with the sword round about the city. That false principles have destroyed it is signified by scattering it to the wind. The meaning of this passage is similar to what the Lord teaches in Matthew, that of the seed, which is truth. Some fell among thorns, some on the rock, and some upon the way. 13, verses 1 to 9. That the hair of the head signifies the unclean truths and falsities which are of the natural man was represented also by the command that when a woman that had been taken captive from the enemy was to be married, she was to be brought into the house, the hair of her head was to be shaved, her nails were to be pared, and the raiment of her captivity was to be put off. Deuteronomy 21, verses 12 and 13. Also that when the Levites were consecrated, the water of expiation was to be sprinkled upon them. They were to cause a razor to pass over all their flesh, and their clothes were to be washed, and thus they were to be cleansed. Numbers 8, verse 7. And also that Nebuchadnezzar was driven out from men to eat grass like oxen, and his body to be wet with the dew of heaven, until his hair grew like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Daniel 4, verse 33. That in leprosy the colors of the hair and beard were to be observed as to whether they were white, reddish, yellow, black, and also those of the garments, and that he who was cleansed from leprosy should shave off all the hair of the head, beard, and eyebrows. Leviticus 13, 14, verses 8 and 9. Signified unclean falsities from what is profane, which in the internal sense is leprosy. Baldness, however, signified the natural in which there was nothing of truth, as in Isaiah. He has gone up to Baeth and to Dibon, to the high places to weep over Nebo, and Moab shall howl over Medeba. On all their heads is baldness, every beard is shaved. 15, verse 2. In the same, it shall come to pass that instead of braided work there shall be baldness, and branding instead of beauty. 3, verse 24. That the children who said to Elisha, "Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head," were torn in pieces by bears from the wood. Second book of Kings 2, verses 23 and 24. Represented those who blaspheme the word, speaking as if there were no truth in it. For Elisha represented the Lord as to the word. Number 2762. From this it is now manifest how much power there was at that time in representatives. 3302. And they called his name Esau. That this signifies its quality, namely, the quality of the natural as to good, is evident from the signification of calling a name, or of calling by name, as being to know what the thing is, thus its quality. See number 144, 145, 440, 768, 1754, 1896, 2009, 2724, 3237. And from the fact that all names whatever in the word, in the internal sense, denote actual things. Number 1224, 1888. And such is the case with the name Esau. That Esau signifies the Lord's divine natural as to divine good when first conceived is evident from what has been already said, and from what follows concerning Esau, as also from other parts of the word. But as Esau and Edom have nearly the same signification, with the difference that Edom is the divine natural as to good, to which are adjoined the doctrinal things of truth. Therefore at verse 30 below, where Esau is called Edom, of the Lord's divine mercy this will be confirmed by passages from the word. 3303. And after that came forth his brother. That this signifies truth is evident from the signification of brother as being good, and also truth, for these are called brothers. That charity is the brother of faith, or good the brother of truth, may be seen above, number 367. So on the other hand, faith is the brother of charity, or truth the brother of good. Also in the natural, the affection of good is called brother, and the affection of truth, sister, number 3160. Likewise, husband and wife, and man, vir, and woman, but these always relatively to the states treated of. 3304. And his hand laid hold on Esau's heel. That this signifies the lowest of the good of the natural to which it adhered with some power is evident from the signification of hand as being power. See number 878, and that it is predicated of truth, number 3091. From the signification of laying hold of as being to adhere. From the signification of heel as being the lowest of the natural, see number 259. And from the representation of Esau as being the good of the natural, see number 3302. Hence it is evident that his hand laid hold on Esau's heel signifies the lowest of the good of the natural to which truth adhered with some power. As regards truth adhering with some power to the lowest good of the natural, the case is this. The natural, or the natural man, when being regenerated, has its conception as to good and truth from the rational, or through the rational from the spiritual, through this from the celestial, and through this from the divine. Thus does the influx follow in succession, and beginning from the divine descends until it terminates in the lowest of the natural, that is, in the worldly and corporeal. When the lowest natural is affected with faults by what is hereditary from the mother, truth cannot be united to good, but can only adhere to it with some power. Nor is truth united to good until these faults have been driven away. This is the reason why, although good is indeed born with man, truth is not, and therefore infants are devoid of any cognition of truth, and truth has to be learned, and afterwards conjoined with good. See number 1831, 1832. Hence also it is said that they struggled together in the midst of her, that is, they fought. Number 3289. From this it follows that from the first conception truth supplants good, as is said of Jacob in regard to Esau. Is not he named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. Genesis 27, verse 36. And in Hosea, to visit upon Jacob his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him, in the womb he supplanted his brother. 12, verses 2 and 3. They who keep the mind solely in the historicals, and who are not able to withdraw it from them, do not know but that these and former passages simply foretell the events which came to pass between Esau and Jacob, and this conviction is confirmed also by what follows. But the word of the Lord is of such a nature that the historicals are in their own series, while the spiritual things of the internal sense are in theirs, so that the former may be viewed by the external man, and the latter by the internal man, and that in this way there may be a correspondence between the two, namely, between the external man and the internal, and this by means of the word, for the word is the union of earth and heaven, as has been frequently shown. Thus in every one who is in a holy state while reading the word, there is a union of his external man which is on the earth, with his internal man which is in heaven.